Yes! Christopher Paul Stelling mit Horse auf Flux FM. Ein Auszug aus seiner aktuellen Platte Labor Against Waste. Der Mann mit den schnellsten Fingern Nordamerikas, er spielt heute Abend in der Baumhausbar und jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir sprechen über die neue Platte, die er ja ganz ohne Plattenfirma im Rücken komponiert und aufgenommen hat. Wir finden heraus, warum er dann aber doch erleichtert war, dass diesmal die Herrschaften von Anti Records seine dritte LP veröffentlichen. Wir reden über die Vor- und Nachteile des Solo-Tourens. Wir sprechen über New York, wir sprechen über seine Lieblingsgitarre und vieles mehr. Ich sag nochmal Hello and welcome back! Christopher Paul Stelling.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you back.
Been 2 years.
It's been 2 years, almost exactly. The last time you were here, we were talking about New York City cops and a pocket knife and you spending some time in jail.
My lawyers advised me to not bring that up anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Too late now. So how are you doing today? Where are you coming from?
I just drove in from a little bit east of Amsterdam, drove about 6 hours this morning, got about 2 hours of sleep, and
You're a crazy guy, man.
Well, you know, I'm going to go soundcheck, and then I'm going to take a nap, and then but play a show tonight.
I mean, I get the fact that you love touring alone, you got used to it, and that you make connections with the audiences that you play for in the night, but I don't get the part that you're driving yourself as well. That must be exhausting.
You know, it is the perfect time to think. It's the perfect time to listen to music. I listen, like the music that I listen to, I spend most of the time listening to it while I'm driving. And sometimes I just turn off the music and think, you know,
that's where
ideas come from.
So you got to love driving cars as well, somehow.
I love driving, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Then it makes sense, yeah. Because when I was touring, like, it's been 10 years since I was on tour with the band, but when I was touring, I always hated the part, the driving part, sitting in the car forever.
With other people.
Yeah, okay, maybe that was it, yeah.
That can be difficult, you know.
Maybe that
You
got to
roll
it.
Down the window a lot. You know?
That's true. Well, congratulations on the Labor Against Waste. Thanks. You once again have recorded your newest album without having a record deal at the time when you were recording
LP.
Mm-hmm. What are the advantages of that?
Of recording by yourself? Well, I don't know, because I haven't really recorded any other way yet. Mm-hmm. But when it was finished, I sent it to my favorite record label and they put it out.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Yeah, I've read that you were pretty relieved when they decided to put it out, because I think your first two records, you took care of the selling.
I was running.
You were running. You were putting the record out on yourself.
That's right.
By yourself. And this time, Anti Records said that they want to put it out for you. And I've read that you were pretty relieved. You were like, oh, thank you. Finally,
yeah,
I get some help.
It helps me be able to focus on the touring and the playing and and having time to write and, you know, and having time to sleep.
Yeah. And is it true that this has been the only label that you've sent the record to?
That's it. Just one.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dream come true then.
Yeah. It's the only one I wanted.
Yeah. That sounds nice. And I think one of the advantages of recording on your own without having a record company with you at the time is that you can basically do whatever you want, right? There's who says like,
well, that's why I sent it to them, because even I think that's the way they operate aside from, you know, that.
Yeah.
And when it's come time to make another record, they'll be there to help me if I need it, and, you know, trust me to make the record, the next record, the way I want to make it. And it's cool. It's nice to have the freedom of being on an independent label, you know.
Yeah, totally, totally. And you're touring on your own. You've brought your beautiful guitar with you. I've learned today that it's called Brownie. It has a name.
I started calling it Honey.
Uh-huh.
You know,
but it didn't respond. So you tried Brownie or what?
Well, no. Now I'm thinking it's more of a Honey.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't look at it and think Brownie. I said that in an interview one time, and everybody latched onto it. So here on the radio, I'd like to rename it Honey.
Okay, that's good.
Honey Brownie.
It has a honeyish color, kind of.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
it's more of a honey than a brown.
You know? And it's a special guitar. I mean, this is your favorite instrument. You do only play this guitar, and is that right?
I only write and record and perform live with it. I have, you know, I have a whole closet full of old broken guitars at home. You know, like you do. But this is the one that worked.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think it's a 1964. It's
a Gibson
around for a while.
Yeah, a little bit longer than me.
And do you believe in the soul of an instrument or something? Because sometimes when I get in touch with old instruments, Or when I'm in a studio that's been used by famous artists, you get the feeling that there's stuff bouncing off the walls in those studios, or that that a certain guitar has been played by some real good guitarists.
I think
30
years
ago.
This one sat in the case, you know, for 20 years before I found it. And I found it in a pawn shop, and then I picked it up. And I think since then, I mean,
you wore it down like
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's more of this, there's more of my DNA in this guitar than there is in my blood at this point. You know? It's just covered in this stuff.
It's pretty worn out. It has holes where they are, shouldn't
let's
be
say,
any.
Let's say worn in, not worn out.
You're totally right. It's worn in, not worn out. So as you brought your acoustic guitar with you, would you play a song for us? That would be so nice.
I'm going to play the first song on Labor Against Waste. It's called Warm Enemy.
Sounds nice.
Is gonna cost you a little. Effort's always free, and me, I'm only here to train my replacement. But for now, I'm gonna make it. Oh, come on to me, rather setting off in pursuit of another warm enemy. We got off on the wrong foot. You're betting that your gift horse had a mouth full of rotten teeth in. Me, I never been much of not persistent. Slow waltzing all those burdens on down to the sea where resisting every urge of mine. Warm enemy. Packing up your bags, suitcase full of rags, and you go ahead. Don't even try to be discreet, tell me there's nothing you don't know is still worth knowing, no, but you can't survive bread alone yet, can you, baby, I should know. We come to an impasse, an endgame or a stalemate. Go on and take your pickets. Not as easy to see through sand as it is glass, but for that to ever happen, need a little heat. So I wait out a retreat from my warm enemy. Then I intercept the fleet of my warm enemy. Ain't no surrender, except defeat for my sweet warm enemy.
Stadium applause going. Get used to that, man. Stadium applause.
I need more
coffee. It's going to haunt you.
I'm going to need more coffee.
More coffee? To pick the guitar even faster? That's impossible. Don't do that. I won't be able to follow you anymore.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. The stuff that you use is so beautiful.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for playing that song, Warm Enemy. Another song of the album, Labor Against Waste. Now, as I've mentioned, you recorded the album with a bunch of friends, but you don't bring them along on tour, especially in Europe. It's too expensive, right?
In the States, I just did a run with them. It's not really, you know, it's like I said, I like traveling myself, and you know, I write everything by myself.
Sure.
And then, but what my friends do really well on this record for the first time, especially, is take what's already there and just kind of fill it out.
Yeah.
And help me kind of.
I mean, there's songs on the album that are reduced to the max again, kind of.
That's right.
You know,
it's, yeah,
there's just little bits and pieces of additional information here and there. But when we're listening to Horse a few minutes ago,
that's a full band. Yeah,
yeah, that's really a full band song. It was really,
and that was fun.
That's
the most fun day I've ever had in the recording studio in my life. Yeah, they're just monsters.
Yeah, it must be. I mean, there's a certain energy that you do only get when you play with the band. So sometimes I think it would be nice to see you with the band as well. But at the same time, I get the fact that you love to do it on your own, and there's a certain energy to that as well.
Touring with the boys back home was a lot of fun late last year.
Yeah.
I had a great time, and I'd like to bring them over here. You know, it was just we'll get it next time.
Yeah.
I'll bring them over next time, I think.
So what's going to happen tonight? You're going to play like a best of the three albums that you've put out already? Yeah, right?
That's pretty much what I do, you know?
Yeah.
I'll even slide in some new things in there just to kind of work out and see what's happening.
So you're going to road test stuff for the fourth LP maybe already?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Okay, cool.
I'm ready. This one came out about 7 months ago.
And yeah.
I've been 8 months ago. It came out in June. And I've been on tour ever since. I've already played about 200 dates behind it, and I haven't stopped since it came out.
Yeah,
I actually started in Europe back in June and July, and then did August, September, October, November, December in the States. I crisscrossed the country twice, and then now I'm back.
And you're a married man, right? What is your wife?
I'm engaged to be wed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So it's not done yet. But you're engaged. But how does your girlfriend? How does your?
You know, she was here last time. She came to Europe with me, and then she spent some time on the road with me in the States. And
okay, cool.
She's an artist too.
Yeah.
You know, You know, it's hard to be away from home, but it's also, I think, for an artistic person, it's good to be away from home. You know? We both do that. But,
and she know what she signed up for, kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was my goal, and it seems like it's happening.
And I think it's a good thing for a relationship if you have time to miss each other in between.
Yeah, and then you come home and watch Netflix and chill out.
And be like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's really important for me to watch that TV series.
Yeah, man. Just blast through an entire season or something. I saw the Orange is the New Black women in here.
Yeah, they were here.
I saw that on the internet.
Oh,
that's
man.
Cool.
That was really
a good show, wasn't it?
I was really starstruck when they were here because I was...
You're so familiar with them.
Yeah, it was like meeting family members or something.
Yeah.
But they were so beautiful and they were so good looking and stuff. And I was really intimidated. That doesn't happen too often, but in that moment I was really like, oh
my God.
It was
like they got out of jail finally.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
They didn't have their jumpsuits on. They didn't wear their jumpsuits.
No. They actually had their own hairdresser. Like each of the girls had their own hairdresser with them. That was a bit strange.
I've been traveling with a hairdresser lately. If you can tell.
Now I'm looking at you more closely. I can see that.
Yeah, I told you I travel alone, but the hairdresser's just out in the car.
I just don't want to hang out with other musicians. Hairdressers are okay, and they don't smell as bad.
Yeah, but they're in the union, so you got to pay extra wages to them.
The hairdressers.
Yeah.
And that's a disadvantage again.
Well, I like unions.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad they're taken care of.
That's true. So you want to play us another one? You've tuned your guitar? Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It's close enough for jazz.
Yeah, this is a quieter cut off the record. It's called Scarecrow. I've been kind of dedicating this one to all the refugees everywhere that have nowhere to go, you know. Drift, red clay unmarked road with nothing except we could hold free of every day we owed, we left behind a sordid past, and all we had held dear, we dropped the sails and climbed the mast, made a promise in the mirror, feeling so inspired. So breathe, breathe it out, lay those burdens down to rest. So breathe through the doubts, never let them get best of you. Darling, what's that I see? That scarecrow on the hillside, looking an awful lot like me. With his arms all spread out wide, like he was measuring the fields. Was out there standing guard over something long been concealed. Seen his body as a shield. Jesus Christ, out there crucified for what he felt inside his heart, that he could no longer hide. Did it make him out a liar? Burdens down to rest. So breathe through the doubts, never let them get the best of the best of you.
Christopher Paul Stelling with Scarecrow. What a beautiful song that was. Thank you,
man. Thank you.
Beautiful. And thank you for putting it out for the refugees out there. It's a nice way of letting people know that you think about these things. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I know you guys are cool with
it. Totally.
I know you guys are on the right side, because I think last time I was here we did a little spot for the people that were being discriminated upon in Russia.
That's true. So thank you for that beautiful version of Scarecrow. Ein weiterer Auszug aus Christopher Paul Stellings aktueller Platte war das gerade, die unter dem Titel Labor Against Waste schon vor einiger Zeit veröffentlicht wurde. Heute Abend spielt er nochmal in der Baumhausbar, die ist über dem Musik und Frieden. Und wer dafür Tickets haben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Man kann sich freuen auf einen ganz besonderen, sehr intimen Abend mit Christopher Paul Stelling heute auf der Bühne mit seiner Akustikgitarre. Die Nummer zum Glück lautet, wie gesagt, 030 2000 9000. Und nachdem er heute Abend gespielt hat, geht's kurz in die Schweiz. Und wer jetzt vielleicht zufällig zuhört, aus Dillenburg, aus Bremen, Moers oder Köln, der kann sich freuen auf Christopher Paul Stelling, denn auch dort wird er noch spielen im Februar. Am 10. Februar geht's in der Erbse in Dillenburg weiter, dann Bremen, Kulturküche, Bollwerk in Moers am 12. Februar und in der Wohngemeinschaft in Cologne spielt er am 13. Februar. Mehr Infos findet ihr auch unter christopherpaulstelling.com. Mr. Stelling, it was a great pleasure to meet you again.
It's great seeing you again.
Keep up your good work.
Thank you.
Stay healthy and come back as soon as possible.
Will do.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.